All right. Now we'll move on to style. Style, I mean, I'm using very broad terms here, but style is something that is going to make the person read your story, not the subject. I mean, you could have an eyewitness account to the rapture, and if it's told in a bland way, people are going to put it down. It doesn't matter. So that's not to say that you either have style or you don't, because I think everybody has the potential to tell a story. You just have to determine how you're going to go about doing it.
How?
I
like to use a lot of descriptive words. I mm-hmm. like.
I like that expression. I like your style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I like
the way they are maybe delivering it.
But I rewrite my things 3 times before I present them because mm-hmm. I try to narrow down what is good for reading mm-hmm. and not just what I'm putting in the context. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say now?
So continue. I want to understand what you're saying. Description you use.
Well, I find that information is very important, mm-hmm. and the right information is very important.
Right.
So I like descriptive words. I like
the right information. Do you mean the right information as accurate within a historical context or accurate within yourself?
Oh, well, accurate within yourself.
Okay.
Because then if it's history, it'll be correct anyway.
Good. Okay.
But so I like flowery words because I'm a romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have the tendency of being very flowery or soft. And I'm wondering, what are the parameters for that?
Parameters. Well, I mean, I think that if you're going, especially if you're going for something that's internal rather than external, you really, the best way to do it is just to keep pursuing it how you feel it. You know, and flowery. Do you feel that the flowery words are a negative thing? I mean, but you're asking if I do. Is that what you're saying? Or
well, I wanted your take on.
Yeah, I think that, you know, writing ideally is an expression of the person that's writing it. So if you're writing something that's not what you feel, then it's going to be ineffective at accomplishing that.
Right.
So if that's where you're going, then keep going with it. That's the way I would feel, I guess. You know, very rarely would I make the recommendation to somebody that you need to go about a different approach. Now, I might...
We each have our own style.
I think we each have our own style and we need to enrich it. The only way that I might go about that is if I were to know you well enough to go, you know, you have certain tendencies that are really interesting, and you should pursue that. And it's not with flowery words; it's with really glib statements. Like, I don't know you well enough to know if that's the case or not.
Well,
but
people tell me I should be published, but
right.
That's a whole job in itself.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm looking every once in a while. I look into the book mm-hmm. that I have that's ethic about writing. And
is that something you want to pursue, though, or is it something that you want to pursue because people say you should pursue it?
My mission is to help the world in any way that
right,
I can.
Right.
So if it's through my writing, I'm sure that I'll be inspired to continue or to search for the proper venues to
right.
develop.
Well, I would say then if your mission is to help the world in any way you can through your writing, then it would be most important to be accurate to what you feel. Because otherwise,
right.
you're not going to be helping the world. You're going to be doing what you think will get it published.
I see.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I think if that's your true motive, then it would be most important to be accurate to what you're feeling.
Yeah.
That's how I'd go about it.
It does give you a glow, though, to have something published.
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely. And, I mean, if you feel that you need to have that in order to go out and talk to people about writing and about what you feel to make the world better, then maybe you do need that badge, you know, that chip. Because it improves your confidence in yourself greatly to have that. And I agree.
What did you say?
And it gives you credit.
That it's being published has so many benefits. Including, you know, it gives you that merit badge of saying, you know, I have met approval of a board of people. You know, an editor that thinks that my work deserves merit. And it's been broadcast and people, you know, some people have read it. And I can feel good about having set out on a task and accomplished it, and you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And there's absolutely merit to that. I agree.
And the recognition you get from peers,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely. That as I was saying in the beginning, though, when I had my perspective, that's that is something that I have been published and I appreciate it, but it's not something that's necessarily the goal for me in the respect is that I'd love to make money, I'd love to be published, I'd love to have everything great happen to me, but first and foremost, I want to be able to express what I'm trying to feel, because I think that's the best way to go about it. That's how I feel is the best way to go about it.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
Wow. You have all of life ahead of you.
Yes,
now.
I do.
Well, that's exciting.
That's my benefit, that I can, that I have enough time to pursue that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that you recognize it. That's also a kudo.
Thank you.
You know, because so many people at 26,
they still don't know where.
Well, I mean,
I know.
It's something that when I lived in Texas and I spent a year writing there, it was something that was very beneficial for me, because at that time I was writing specifically for achieving these benchmarks that I later realized that they weren't that important to me, you know?
That's wonderful. What took you to Texas?
I lived in Austin for 8 months to 12 months. I just heard it was a great town. I really like music. I don't know if you've ever been there. Actually, O. Henry was born there. We mentioned him earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a great town?
It's a very... I enjoyed it very much. It was perfect for that time in my life. Right now, I'm living in Brooklyn. It's a much more ethnically diverse area.
Sure.
Living in Austin, there's a great divide between white and like Hispanic and black. There's not really a lot of mixture. In Brooklyn, on the crosswalk, it's like a melange of characters.
Yeah.
You go to a concert in Austin, and it's a great time, but everybody's white. You know, it's just, and it was interesting. That experience happened to me. I went on vacation there several weeks ago, and it actually made me uncomfortable in a way, just because it made me self-conscious of, like, you know, why are we all white? What's going on here? Why is there no? There was a nice, in terms of age and class, there was a nice mixture, but in terms of race, it was different. So, I don't know. It's a great town. I don't mean to berate it. There's I have nothing but good things to say about it otherwise.
Everything's bigger than the one
that is big as Austin. Just
I traveled a section of the time.
There's definitely an artistic sense about the town. Cost of living is wonderful.
It's a university town.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. I live there, and it cost me $500 a month to live for everything. Everything.
That is good.
Cable, internet, electricity.
Oh my God.
Food.
Food.
Yeah, I lived in a place where we pooled together money for meals, things like that.
Oh my God.
I mean,
rent,
yeah. Room, everything.
You wouldn't even get the rent.
No, you can't. So, but I digress. So, style. Let's talk about style. You need to make sure, something that you can decide before you start a story is, are you trying to document something, or are you trying to create something? Documenting is telling an experience in a way true to reality, trying to put the reader in a specific place and time, and aiming for factually compelling. So we touched upon this a little bit when we were discussing structure, but if you want to put your reader in 1960s America, if you want to put your reader in Pamplona, Spain, if you want to put your reader in Yellowstone National Park, you know, documenting is very effective, because you can engage people on a level about the history of an area and the things were going down at that time, and all the interesting human idiosyncrasies that were going on there, you know, all the how the dominoes fell to get to that particular place, you know. So that's what that's useful for. Or that's that type of style, rather. Creating is telling a story that's in a way true to the spirit of it. Trying to put the reader in the driver's seat of a certain worldview, the author's. it's mining the material within. That's how I picture it. So it's not, it certainly would be probably an addition if you were to do research on a piece that's quote unquote creating, but it's not as essential as something that documenting might be. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, like, it's as a supplemental. You don't need as many supplementals when you're creating because you're focusing in here.
Is the creating more like acting it out on paper?
Acting it out on paper. I mean, yes, I guess in a way. I mean, if you're doing a true acting, you know, if you're method acting, yeah. You know, method acting on paper, I don't know. You're trying to feel out a role.
Because how do you put them in the driver's seat of a certain role?
You...
Unless you, well... I guess you tell the story as you know it or mm-hmm. experienced it.
Exactly. You think about when you were at a moment somewhere. And, for instance, I was at Times Square when they had the election results announced.
Oh, yeah.
We've said this several times. Yeah. I've gone back to the election. But when Obama won the election, it was pandemonium there. You know, there were... 5,000 people there. Yeah, and regardless of if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, there were 5,000 stories there. There was one historical truth there, but there were 5,000 stories there. And the idea is some people were angry, saying that, you know, the socialist regime has taken over, and some people were ecstatic dancing. And when you're creating a story versus documenting it, you're trying to hit that one story. That's how I see it. So... Both are rewarding, both are valid. I think creating can be harder because it requires you to develop your sense of listening to yourself. And I'm sure you've experienced that a lot of people don't listen to themselves. You know, and just when you go through life, they just react to what's given to them. They don't. Yes.
That's the truth. I didn't listen to my mind. My mind said, don't let them paint your chimney. I figured these people know what they're doing. They just did a little job around it. They painted this chimney. And today it is the worst looking chimney. Myself told me, don't let them paint. But I didn't listen to the inner part. I thought, these guys here, and they charged me over $1,000.
They told you to do it.
That's why it's important to listen to yourself, so you're not out $1,000. So that's what I love reading nonfiction books where people have invested a great deal of time researching and pulling up all these facts that are like, oh wow, that's amazing, that really happened. So I don't poo-poo documenting something. It's just two different ways of going about telling the story. It sounds like you two are more interested in the documenting aspects of things, which
by and large, yeah,
I mean, and I'm talking again about the poles. So you can exist anywhere on the continuum. You might be more towards one way or towards the other way, but.
Yeah. So within a novel, you could do both then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Historical novels. Yeah.
Some of the columns I write are about folk tales.
Yeah.
I mean, those are as much fiction as anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can add a lot to the telling of it, you know, by just elaborating a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
And some of the articles I write about nursing tells there's a great deal more to nursing than just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting band-aids on this, how you feel about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nursing is a profession of caring. So, and that's an individual experience. That's not all about technical terms.